Well, good morning, Sororers. You see myself and Sora Tasha Gray here. We are, I am co-chaplain. I am Dr. Francis Stockard. You see Sora Tasha Gray. We are one of the SC5 with our screens open and available so you can see our faces. Ah, six, our SOAR president. But we have, this is our first prayer call of the sorority year. Hallelujah. We are thankful to be here. And for all of you with no screen on, that is perfect. We were just chatting before everybody got on that one of these we're going to have specifically for bonnets so everybody can wear their bonnets on purpose. So, Tasha, do you want to say something opening?
Sure. Good morning, Sorors. Happy Saturday. Happy October. Happy first prayer call of the sorority year. Happy new sorority year. We've got a lot of new. Oh, it's even happy fall, right? We've got a lot of fresh starts. So I'm excited, along with Sora Francis, to kick off this sorority year once again with our monthly prayer calls. We might be small starting out, but small and mighty, and where there are two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So I'm just excited to be with my sorors. I've heard it said that family that prays together stays together. So family, let's pray together. Today, Sora Francis and I are going to kick it off, and then each month you'll hear from a different member of the Council of Chaplains. Before we get started, I want to turn it over to Madam President in case she has anything she wants to say to us off.
Thank you. Good morning, Sorors. Thank you for getting up and joining this prayer call. And I am excited for all of the new beginnings. And I am super excited about yesterday's announcement on our awards. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And thank all of you for your efforts and contribution to the awards that we won. But I just want to praise God right now. So I turn it back over to you. And just remember everyone that we have in prayer. I don't know that if I'll get an opportunity to speak at the end as well. Yes, head shaking. Yes. So I'll save my announcements until then. But good morning, welcome, and praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, let us get started, Sorors. Well, once again, I am Soror Dr. Francis Stocker, co-chaplain for the current sorority biennium. It is my honor and pleasure to be present and available for our time together this morning. May God richly bless our time together. I want to start in our scripture here. And the basis of our discussion this morning is going to be from Psalm 90, verses 10 through 12. So follow along if you can. If you cannot, just listen. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone. And we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Y'all. It's fall. And we did not talk about what I would be discussing this morning, but Each of us before me have talked about fall and the weather and what it's like. And that's just how God moves. He just coordinates everything together. So that was a perfect introduction. Thank you, Soros. You didn't even know that you were introducing our talk today. But it's fall. And I know some of y'all might not be feeling me on this, but I love sweater weather. I love a nice pair of boots. I got a collection of boots because I love them. I love fall and I love everything pumpkin except pumpkin pie. No pumpkin pie, only sweet potato pie. But lattes, muffins, everything. I love fall. And fall is a time for letting go. It's a time for just saying goodbye to that old, those things that just don't fit anymore, and making room for the new. It's a time of preparation, a time where old things are dying away and making room for the new. It's colorful. It appears to be chaotic on the surface, but our God is orchestrating each leaf color change, each blade of grass, the death of the grass, the animals' hibernation, each bird making either a sturdy shelter or flying south for the winter. Preparation must be made in a timely, orchestrated manner. And what looks like and appears to be this haphazard mixing and scrambling to prepare for winter is actually a finely coordinated orchestra of life with our mighty God as the master conductor. The old, dead, unnecessary foliage is falling away, while that same foundation of those trees is growing roots and growing deeper and becoming more numerous in those roots. The trunks are getting thicker and more dense as they prepare for the wintertime. And all the things that are no longer necessary in this upcoming winter are falling away, while that foundation and those roots are becoming more and more secure. Such is us in this time of our lives and in this pandemic. What if in this autumn season of our lives, God is just pulling away everything that is, quote, non-essential? Kind of like in the pandemic. Remember last year when every business that was deemed, quote, non-essential shut down? That's kind of what God is doing right now in the falls, in the autumns of our lives. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Our God is making everything new, but as He is preparing us for the new, the old has to die. It has to. We need new mindsets, new routines, new relationships. New relationships with old people, not necessarily new people, but just a new relationship. Heartier, healthier, more in depth, possibly less in number, but probably not, just definitely deeper. As we yield to God's unchanging hand, He truly does teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So, as we need not fear the autumn, knowing that the winter is coming, we are to get prepared in the autumn times for the inevitable winter. If properly prepared, winter can be a season of fuzzy socks, hot chocolate, as the young folks would call cuffing season, whatever that means, cheer and Thanksgiving, or it can be cold, harsh, deadly, and unforgiving. It's all in that autumn preparation, soul. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Let's yield to our God, soul, that He can prepare our hearts for the upcoming winter. Let him pull away anything that is unnecessary for long-term growth so that only the essentials remain. Let's let our roots grow deeper in love and that foundation gets stronger because winter is coming. I want us to be like that Proverbs 31 woman who in verse 25 says she laughs at the times to come. She could laugh because no matter what came, she was ready and fully prepared. She didn't know the future, but she knew the one who held the future. Let us be like her in asking our God to teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. May God bless you and keep you, my beautiful Saxorors. Amen and amen. So our president, Kimberly Owens Calloway, close this out. Right before our soror, Tasha Gray, closes us out in prayer, I will ask that if our soror, Kimberly Owens Calloway, has any prayer requests, any things that we need to specifically be praying about. As usual, any prayer requests in the chat or on the chaplain's corner are welcomed, and we do pray for you.
Thank you, Sora Stockard. And yes, I do have a few announcements. I just want to encourage sorors to, as you say, visit the chaplain's corner and the prayer list. We've had some loss, and we just have to pray without ceasing. And also, just want to remind sorors that these are recorded and the recordings are there. And it's such encouraging words that we get from our chaplains. It's worth going back and revisiting and listening. And I want to remind everyone of our Magnify the Lord booklet. That's a beautiful collection that our chaplains put together for us at the end of last sorority year with our magnifying hour. So we are still magnifying sisterhood and service, and I'm looking forward to the renewed relationships, going deeper, and I'm just excited to start the year, and I love you all. We have two Omega Omega services today, beginning at 12:30 with Florence Emily Minor, and then our very own Vera Tolliver at 2 o'clock. So if you are able to join those Omega Omega services, I hope that you can do so as we honor them with their final rite of passage. And with that, enjoy your day, and God be with you.
All right, Soros, before we leave each other on this Saturday, I am just going to close us out in prayer. Again, remember that we are here on the first Saturday of each month at 8:30, so please join us and pass the word along. All right, let us pray together. God, we give you thanks on this day, Lord. We thank you for an opportunity to come together, oh, Father God, because not everybody can, Lord. We thank you, oh, Father God, that we not only come together, but we come together in unity. And we know that where there is unity, Lord, that there is a commanded blessing, oh, Father God. You do something special, Lord, when we get on one accord, Father. There's nothing that you won't do for us, oh, Father God, when we're in agreement and when we're in agreement with your word, Lord. Lord, let your word penetrate our hearts, oh, Father God. and let it be the first thing that we think about when we wake up in the morning, the first thing and the last thing that we think about when we go to sleep. Lord, let your word guide us, oh Father God, so that we speak love to people, oh Father God. Let us be careful in the words that we use to make sure that we edify, Lord, that we build people up and not tear them down, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for an opportunity today, Lord, to remember that you've given us a fresh start, Lord, that old things can pass away, as your word says, and behold, all things become new, Lord. We thank you, oh Father God, that even yesterday is the past, oh Father God, and we can start today new. If we didn't like some of the things that we did, some of the things that we said, Lord, that you woke us up today with a fresh start, Lord. Yes, we have a thing called memory, oh Father God, but we don't have to let it hold us back. We have a thing called a past, oh Father God, but we don't have to let it hold us back. You, Lord, have forgiven us. So let us forgive ourselves, oh Father God, and let us begin to act in new ways, do new things, oh Father God. Lord, you told us that greater things we shall accomplish, oh Father God. So let us start with the greater, oh God. Let us, oh Father God, not be weary and well doing, because there's a due season in which we will all reap, Lord. We thank you, oh Father God, for the harvest, the good harvest, oh Father God. It's the season of harvest, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you, oh Father God, for all of the seeds that we have been sowing, oh Father God. Some we've even sown in tears, oh Father God. But we thank you that we will reap in bountifulness, oh Father God, in abundance, oh Father God. We thank you, oh God, Lord, for health, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you that you said that, beloved, above all things, that you wish that we would prosper and be in health. So thank you, Father God. We can thank you in advance, and we can call your report, not the doctor's report, oh Father God, not something that may have happened to someone else, oh Father God, but we thank you for your good report and good health, oh Father God, and we pray for our sorors who may be dealing with health issues and even their family members, oh Father. Let them speak words of healing over them, oh Father God, because we can sing your word and people can be healed, oh Father God. The physical presence even doesn't need to be there. It's your word that does the healing. Lord, we also just want to intercede, oh Father God, for the students today, oh Father God. Some are taking tests, oh Father God, and will determine some outcomes of where they can go and things of that sort, Lord. We pray for no limitations, oh Father God. We thank you that you will be with them and that their minds will be sharp, oh Father God, that the Holy Spirit will help them recall. The Holy Spirit, who is the help, oh Father God, will bring the help, Lord. And so we just thank you for that, oh Father God. Lord, we want to lift up just all of our sorors, oh Father God, and their family members, Lord. Be in their houses, oh Father God, and just guide them, oh Father God. Continue to keep them as you've done all year long, Lord. And we know that you will continue to do, oh Father God. Lord, we just give you thanks, praise, and honor, and we thank you for this new month and new opportunities that you are doing through us, Lord. And we thank you for your continued blessing and presence in our life. If not for you, Lord, we would be nothing, Lord. But with you, we are everything and we have all. We thank you and we give you honor today. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. And so it is.